This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Habli mulkan la yanbaghi li ahadin min ba'di. Sulaiman alayhi salam says, grant me kingdom, ownership of that which you won't give someone after me. He says, innaka antal wahhab. He uses the term wahhab, the name wahhab. You are indeed the giver. Wahhab is one who gives gifts. The one who gives gifts. Al-Wahhab. Wahhab. I know of another place where the term, or the name, should I say, Wahhab, is used in a supplication. It's used in a supplication. Guess which supplication? Anyone knows? In the Quran. Yes. Where else is it used? For what other thing? Here, Sulaiman alayhi salam is asking for something that's, well, for you and I, it's impossible. Obviously, for Allah, it's not. He's saying, give me that which you're not going to give someone after me. Something. Yes. Thank you so much. رَبَّنَا هَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. The name Wahhab is, although it's not used there, but it's used for family and children. The name Wahhab is used for family and children. Let me read a verse for you, okay? So you know Zakaria alayhi salam didn't have children, right? What did he say? He says, رَبِّ هَبْلِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ ذُرِّيَّةً طَيِّبَةً. Again, he used the term hab. Hab means grant me a gift. Grant me a gift. Of what? Of family, progeny, children who will be a gift from you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we gave him the gift. And so in the Quran, it says, Al-Wahhab. The name of Allah that is used, Wahhab. In this case as well. So Allah's giving the gift. Something that you lost hope about. But not from Allah. Which I didn't lose hope in Allah. But I lost hope in worldly things. People get married. And it's happening often. May Allah grant ease to all those who are married. In their marriages. And those who don't have children. Allah bless them with children as well. But it's quite stressful when years are passing. And you know what? People are just looking at you. Thinking, it's about time you started a family. And you're busy thinking, it's got nothing to do with about time. I wanted to start a family the day I got married. In fact, I started a family. But it's up to Allah when He's going to bless us with children, right? People might say, well, you need to be on a strict diet, you know, get off sugars and gluten and this. Yeah, that may help you. It's good to do things that perhaps might, you know, purify your reproductive system in a beautiful way. Perhaps, yeah, you can try that out. It's worked for a lot of people. But at the same time, isn't it some emptiness that you feel within you to say, I don't have children yet, man. Allahu Akbar. Here's the name. Seek forgiveness of Allah. Rabbi ghafirli. Oh Allah, forgive me. And then that wahhab. Innaka antal wahhab. Habli. Oh Allah, grant me. Grant me what? From my wives, from my family members, from my children, those who will be the coolness of my eyes. So not only am I asking for children and family, but I'm asking for those who will be the coolness of my eyes. When your child grows older and they're adolescent and they grow beyond that, you'd like to at least be happy. Hey, that's my son, that's my daughter.